All right, today is, the, if I've got it right, the 139th anniversary of the death of Ned Kelly, one of the most polarising characters in Australian history. Now, to tell us more about the man that was, is David McFarlane. Now, David runs a Facebook page you can check out for more. It's called Ned Kelly, Death of the Legend. David, mate, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Elliot.
Ned Kelly, still, you know, 139 years later, is one of those polarising characters. Who was Ned Kelly to you?
He has been a polarising figure, and that's, I think, largely because no one's been really very sure exactly who he was. And so there is the classic question that's been asked for years and years about Ned Kelly, hero or villain. And I think what's changed is that all of the records and the documents and the newspapers and the police telegrams and autopsy findings and things like that have all now become available online. And so everyone can actually look at those records, and you can be sitting up there in Cairns and you can look up the Public Records Office of Victoria and find out for yourself. He was most definitely a villain and not a hero. And yes, you're right, it's 139 years today ago, 139 years ago today that he was hanged. He was hanged for murdering a policeman. He lied about the circumstances of that policeman's death. He was, in fact, a notorious liar. He was a bully. He claimed to be things that he never was, and other people make claims about him which are untrue. So, yeah, I see him very much as a villain. He's not a man who stands for Australian values, because I don't think Australians support bullying, they don't support lying, they don't support murder of policemen. I don't think we should be really remembering him. We're not going to be remembering the deaths of other criminals. You know, I know that people who support Ned Kelly still probably need to bring themselves up to speed with what we actually know about him.
David, just tell me, the people that do almost idolise this man, look at him as a hero, for what reason is that? What do they see in him that they actually like?
It's claimed that he defended his family, for example.
Yep.
Well, he didn't defend his family. His poor mother had all these children. She lost her husband. Ned Kelly didn't help her. He took off and was living what he described as the life of a rambling gambler. He was known for wearing fine clothes and having custom-made leather boots. Mm-hmm. And when the police inspectors went to his home to find out what was going on, they reported that his mother and all her six or seven children, all younger than Ned, were living in poverty and squalor. The idea that he stood up for his family, that he was a victim of persecution, and that he was a brave sort of guy who finally said he'd had enough and he decided to do something about these. They're all myths.
So, David, you would say then, you know, those people you see, you drive behind their Pajeros and they got Such Is Life stickers across the back, you'd say maybe up to them to do a bit more research and find out what this man was really about?
Yes, they're uninformed, I'm afraid.
You need to check out this Facebook page, Ned Kelly, Death of the Legend, run by David McFarlane. Mate, thank you so much for making the time for us today. Really informative, and I think a lot of people would have taken a lot from that. I'm sure we'll have some phone calls afterwards too. 13, 27, 10.
Controversial figure.
Oh, sure, he's 139 years later.
Yeah, that's right.
Unreal. On you, David. Appreciate your time, buddy.